Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Suzy Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Really glad you tuned in, and here is a question for you to kick off today's conversation. Do you ever wish there was a reset button for your body, mind, and spirit? Do you ever wish there was a way to reset your body, your mind, and your spirit? Well, be encouraged because there is a way. My guest today is Laura Harris-Smith, and she's a wellness expert, a certified nutritional counselor, and she's someone who's actually walked through stage 3 adrenal fatigue. We talked about her very personal story last time she was on. So if you're interested in hearing just her story of journey back to health, just get on that Faith Radio page and search Laura Harris-Smith, and you will find it. Today, we're going to explore the 30-day faith detox and learn how you can renew your mind, cleanse your body, and heal your spirit. Title of her book is The 30-Day Faith Detox. It's done very well. We've got 5 copies, 5 of them. So you can email if you want in on the drawing, Suzy@myfaithradio.com, Suzy@myfaithradio.com. Remember your mailing address. Couple quick announcements before we get Laura on the show. I will be in the Fargo-Moorhead area on May 5th and 6th at First Assembly. I would so love to meet you. I pray you'll join us. Friday night, May 5th, is open to guys and gals. I'll be talking about your powerful purpose. And then Saturday, May 6th, it's just the first half of the day, so it's not a big commitment. But that is just for women only. I would so love to meet you. Information is on my Facebook page, facebook.com/deeperlifeinchrist, or you can go to the First Assembly website in Fargo-Moorhead, and you will find the information there. Also, single moms, we want to just champion them because they are the champions of today. They're working day in and out to provide for their children and love them well. But who's investing in these dear women? Well, we want to get involved and show care and support to these sisters around us. And we're partnering with Bridging the Gap, who's hosting a Dare to Dream single moms retreat. And it's through biblical teaching, relaxation, lots of fun. These single moms are pampered like you wouldn't believe. Pedicures, manicures. They get to go shopping. They're going to just have amazing. People are going to just be doting on them. And if you're a single mom or you know someone who is, find out more information at our website, myfaithradio.com. All right, let me tell you about my guest. We'll get her on the show. Laura Harris-Smith founded Eastgate Creative Christian Fellowship with her husband, Pastor Chris Smith. She's a director for the Eastgate Creative Arts Conservatory, where, among other things, she mentors young writers all over the world in her online creative writing classes. An actress, playwright, poet, and media dynamo, she was a TV host on the Shop at Home Network and is the author of multiple books. With 1 foot in ministry and 1 in media, Laura and her husband have 6 children, and they reside near Nashville, Tennessee. And I promised my editor from Bethany House, Andy McGuire, a shout out. Andy, you are the best editor in the world. You just had to give a shout out because we're kind of under the same umbrella, Laura, under Baker. So as you're a chosen author, but Laura, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Suzy. I always enjoy being with you.
Well, we had a marketing meeting today with the Bethany House team, and so we got to talk about you because I said you were on today. So I just said, I'm going to say your name, Andy, so just had to do that.
So, it's good to, you know, thank those people.
Oh, my goodness.
I love Sean Tabbitt. I love Grace Casper. I love Cara Carr. I love all the people at Baker, Jane Campbell over at Chosen. Listen, let's give them all a shout out because they make it happen, don't they?
They absolutely do. They're heroes behind the scenes. So bless you. And so Laura, tell me this. Do you have a verse that you've been thinking about these days that you can share with us?
Yes. You know, it's the verse that I quote it all the time. But I'd never get tired of it because I absolutely love it. It says, it's 1 Thessalonians 5:23, and it says, may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is what I will sing to the day he calls me home, is our spirit, mind, and body must be kept blameless at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to, it's really in a sense, it plays a part in our sanctification, in our peace of mind. And it also shows that there are things that we can do wrong, body, mind, and spirit, that, you know, we want to be kept blameless. And so you and I have discussed things that you've been through medically, things I've been through medically, and I had to at one point own up to the things that were, you know, my blame, that were my fault. And so that verse really sums it up for me. I try to educate people to be aware they have a body, mind, and a spirit, and to keep them clean.
Well, spirit, mind, body, spirit, soul, and body. You think about it. Most people live pretty fractured lives. And And don't see these as integrated as they are. But choices in one area affect these other areas as well. So make a case for how we are so fearfully and wonderfully made that this works to our favor or to our detriment based on our choices.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, you look at the Garden of Eden and the Trinity is exposed right there. He says, let us make man in our image. God is three parts. And so if he's making you in his image, you've got three parts that you cannot segregate. You can't say, oh, well, I'm dealing with this sickness, so I'm going to take this prescription and not deal with it spiritually or emotionally. You can't say, oh, I've got this problem going on, you know, and emotionally, and I'm going to go see a psychologist. But you're not going to do anything, you know, physically, nutritionally, and you're not going to ever pray. Well, you're only treating one third of yourself. Mm-hmm. And so definitely you see that. Through that, we can know that God is three parts, we are three parts, and we're not going to be whole unless we're treating all three.
And this is so important. And we're going to get to your 30-day detox here in just a sec. But just a quick word about this. We've covered this on the show before. Now, there are times when people may need medicine, an antidepressant, if they have a chemical imbalance. Mm-hmm. But stats have proven, studies have shown, that many people who deal with anxiety could solve the issue with a dietary change. In fact, when they get off of certain foods and they get back on them, they notice their anxiety rising up again. And that's why these things, so to pay attention not only to what drives us, to but what we're eating, what we're telling ourselves, really, really factor in on overall health, don't they?
Right. Oh, absolutely. These things are all so vital. And I find that in our world, there are so many good books out there on just nutritional advice, maybe even mind and body books. But until you put the spiritual component in there, you're not dealing with all three. And I think part of what has made the 30-Day Faith Detox so successful, I think we're in our fourth printing now in 2 years, I think what's going on is that it's combining the spirit in with the mind and body nutritional part. And people are, therefore, they're getting the reason that they medicate dealt with. They're dealing with why they're reaching for comfort food to begin with. And that's exciting to me to know that not only, you know, everybody wants to know that what they do for a living is helping people or in some way making a difference. But when you know it's going to have lasting fruit, you know that what you get up and do every day is going to bear lasting fruit. That's a really great feeling. And I'm noticing now, having had people give me results from their faith detoxes for the last 2 years, people are keeping their weight off. They're keeping their spirits clean. Their families are staying restored. I'm blessed beyond measure to be able to do this. It's not my message. It's God's message. But I love teaching people about the body, mind, and spirit.
Well, just so people don't feel overwhelmed as we dig into the logistics, give us a few specific testimonies from people who went into this detox not knowing what to expect and came out the other side incredibly blessed.
Right. Well, you know, I mentioned Sean Tabbitt earlier. He is at Chosen. He is marketing director. At the time, was my publicist and decided to go through the 30-Day Faith Detox. And I was shocked. I was thinking, oh, well, wow, that's great. Yes, I hope this goes well. And he winds up losing between 20 and 25 pounds during the 30 days. He wound up coming off some medications during it, not just some kind of crazy faith move. I'm talking about like his body recovered and healed and he no longer needed them. And then in the next, oh, I don't know, month, 2 months, he lost another 25 pounds. He's now over 50 pounds, you know, under. And he has just, I mean, his life is revolutionized. Every now and again, I'll be sitting somewhere and I'll get a notification on my phone. Sean Tabbitt has tweeted, you know, oh, the 30-Day Faith Detox changed my life. I'm thinking, wow, this guy is either going above and beyond or he really means it. And you see before and after pictures, it's been really powerful. Another one was when a woman walked into the church. We pastor a church in Nashville, Eastgate. And this woman walks in one day, tracked me down through, you know, what you just read. She was able to figure out where we pastored. And she comes in with her ex-husband. And she says to me, It was weird because she came up and said a few things to me, and then she asked if she could say something to the congregation, and I felt a real peace about giving her the microphone. It was an interesting, series of events that happened, but she says to the whole congregation, she said, "I got the 30-day faith detox 2 weeks after my divorce was finalized. I went through it, and I forgave my husband. I went to him, and he said, 'Can I go through it?' So then they went through it again together. And they both stood there that day and told us that they were planning on reconciling." Nice. And so it was just yes, I have the great body story I shared with you about Sean and the spirit story here, with this couple, emotionally, because there are emotional things that are dealt with, the residues of trials you've walked through, bitterness, anger, grief, all of those disappointments. Oh, my goodness. Those things hang around. They lurk in closets that we don't even want to open. And so because we deal with that, I get tons of emails and Facebook messages from all over the world, weekly, sometimes daily, talking about how far they've come emotionally, how they've gotten past this thing or that thing or forgiven that person or themselves. And so that's really been rewarding, is to see people emotionally let out of cages and living their lives with more joy.
And this is what's so unique about the 30-day faith detox, is as you have this specific diet that you're going to be going through. We're going to talk about that. But also, as she talks about, as we're cleansing your mouth, your tongue, your throat, certain foods, then she'll ask you to look emotionally and spiritually at the things that are coming out of your mouth, right? And when you're looking at your heart and eating heart-healthy foods, she asks you to look at what's actually going on in your heart. It really is brilliant. We've got 5 copies. If you want to email in on the drawing, Susie@myfaithradio.com. I saw a number of emails come in. A number of them came in without mailing addresses. So be sure to remember that mailing address. If you've got a question, include it there. When we come back, we're going to get down to the logistics now. How do you do this 30-day detox? We'll be back in a minute. Really glad you tuned in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. Talking to Laura Harris-Smith today. She's a certified nutritional counselor, but also someone who came through stage 3 adrenal fatigue. Her book is the 30-Day Faith Detox. Renew your mind, cleanse your body, heal your spirit. If you listen often enough, you know I bring in the health component often. That was my area of expertise. I worked in the fitness industry for about 15 years. As you know, it's also been an area of great struggle for me, but it's a place where I have just learned our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and there are adjustments that we can make. We can tell ourselves a different story. We can eat differently. We can establish a good bedtime. All of those things add up and make a difference in the way that we show up in life. So we've got 5 copies of Laura's book, The 30-Day Faith Detox. Love for you to email to get in on the drawing. Please remember your mailing address and include a question if you've got one. Susie@myfaithradio.com. So what actually can happen in 30 days? You've talked about some testimonies of people saying, wow, lost weight, wow, changed my emotional perspective. But what, physiologically changes in 30 days when you follow this progression?
Well, if you think about it, a lot can happen in 30 days. I make the case in the very first section of the book, what would happen if you took 30 days and you ate all the wrong foods and you decided that you were going to drudge up every person who had ever wronged you and those memories, and let's say that you forsook God, you unfriended all your, Christian friends on Facebook, and you just totally went the other way. Let's say 30 days of that, imagine the damage that it would do to your body, mind, and spirit. You would have gained weight, you would have lost joy, maybe even lost your faith. So it is very possible to do all the right things to your spirit for 30 days, to your mind, and to your body, and see incredible results. So yes, we're seeing people who are losing lots of weight. And yes, we're hearing all kinds of testimonies of people who are healing emotionally. And yes, people's faith. It is a book on faith. So yes, their faiths are being, and they're coming back to the Lord, being in step with the Holy Spirit in an even greater way. But I think what's you know, really so practical about it is that we're calling it a total temple cleansing, a reset button for your body, mind, and spirit. And as I said, what sets it apart is that we're dealing all three, all throughout the 30 days, but every day. So there's a regimen that you're on. And for each of those, you know, during the 30 days, can I just back up and say it like this? We actually began to notice, before the book was even written, we began to notice that when people would come to the altar at Eastgate to be prayed over, their prayer requests fell into one of five areas. And one would be your health, of course, one, your finances, one, your relationships, one, your social influences, you know, things going on in the world around you, politics, whatever, and then also your personal purpose or your identity. So when I started thinking about doing a 30-day book, a 30-day program, I thought, what if we, you know, came up with these 30 things that make our faith toxic over time? They accumulate what feels like unanswered prayers, or, you know, a marriage that failed, or a person you prayed for to be well and they died anyway, or things like this that just really stack up over time. And if you're not honest with yourself, you don't even realize they're affecting your faith, they're diluting it. So I thought, what if we took 30 days and addressed 30 common problems to all of us, every man and woman, and even child, and we divided them into those five categories and spent 6 days on your finances. You know, why can't I seem to get ahead? Or what have I got to do to be promoted or to get out of debt or what have you? 6 days on your health, 6 days on all of your relationships, and just made you a better you. And so that's how the whole program came into being. In a minute, I can walk you through what we do each and every day. But the whole basis of the 30 days is to make you a better you and to teach you some things about yourself. And that's what's been so, if I can use the word self-enlightening, is that people are having lots of light bulb moments when they go through this detox. Like, wow, okay, I walked through this, you know, church drama, and I came out of it with these exact emotions that we just prayed through. And I'm saying goodbye to those. You know, I'm showing them the door, and I'm going to make some phone calls, and I'm going to, you know, forgive some people or what have you. And then there's a, you know, a body detox that correlates with that. So every single day you are feeding your body, feeding your mind, feeding your spirit. And the good news is that by the end of the detox, you will have detoxed all 15 major body systems for a total body detox. So when I say it's a total temple cleaning, I mean literally we're detoxing every major body system, organ system of your body. So so that's been exciting, is to see people come out of it and say, oh, man, I feel so good. I'm never going back. Or I want to do it a second time or a third time. That's been really encouraging.
Boy, that's fantastic. So we've got about, I want to say, 4 minutes to our hard break at the bottom of the hour, a little over 4 minutes. Talk about preparation, because you spent some time at the beginning of the book saying prepare your kitchen, you know, prepare your skin. Talk about some of the preparations so people don't feel intimidated.
Right. I want people to know that you can have a full-time job and still do this.
All right.
Rehab. You know, I mean, we all work, we all have things to do. And it also needs to be said, the kitchen's not my favorite room in the house. So I try to make sure that the recipes are really simple. There are recipes in the book. Each day you wake up and have a great smoothie. Actually, we had one of the largest franchise owners of Smoothie King Smoothies endorse the book, and he called me the Smoothie Queen when he saw the recipes. So those are really good, I'm proud to say. And then you do your devotional. There's a devotional each day. And then, you know, you're going to go about your work day. There is a mid-morning juice that you're going to drink. And then you're going to have a wonderful lunch. Oh, my goodness, there's colorful salads and comforting soups. And then, you know, a mid-afternoon snack. We have snack shakes, all those types of things. And then your dinner, it's up to you whether or not you have meat. There is that option. But listen, you won't go hungry. And I always say nothing tastes like grass. And it's just, it's going to be the type of thing where you're going to prepare ahead of time. And therefore, you're going to be able to get through those 30 days. I walk you through every single bit of preparation you need. And you're going to find that a lot of the things are already They're in your kitchen anyway. Hmm. They're just lurking in your cabinets, and you need to just use them. And I also promise that there won't be, you know, strange produce in it that you've never heard of. There's a few things I want to teach you, obviously, to eat. But, you know, there's not going to be any strange recipes that you can't pronounce. Those are so stressful. This is simple, clean, healthy eating. It's going to educate you about how God has color-coded our foods and how you can reach for a certain food color when you're feeling a certain ailment, or if you have a certain illness that you're dealing with, you need to know what color foods you need to be eating, you know. And so that's one of the things that I do, not only in the preparation, but in the wrap-up, is just making sure that people know where to go from there, day 31 and beyond.
Oh, amazing. Okay, so now we've got to, I'm watching this clock, minute and a half. What kind of preparation are we talking about?
Okay, well, if you're talking about the body, detox itself.
You got to put the phone a little closer to your mouth because we just faded and lost
it. I'm so sorry. Are you talking about the body detox itself?
Yes. Like it's preparing the food. I mean,
there's grocery lists. You're not going to buy food for 30 days, but you're going to have the grocery list each week. They're going to tell you exactly what to go and buy. Yes, you will need a blender. Most people have those. You're going to need a juicer. I bought mine literally for $25 at a sale somewhere. And so those are really the only two pieces of equipment that you're going to use. Of course, you're going to have like your stock pots and that kind of thing that you're going to make your soups in. And you'll have detox teas every day. But I have what's called a no thanks list and a yes please list. So your no thanks list is going to tell you everything you're going to save money on because you're not going to be eating it for those 30 days. Mm-hmm. And then the yes please list is, you know, just the things that you can have. You can always go to those. I've never talked to one person who has said, oh, I was so hungry. In fact, what I've heard more often than not is, do I have to eat all this? Am I really going to have to make my way through, you know, and eat all this? And I say, no, eat till you're full. But the point is to really spend your appetite on your color. So we just spend a little bit of time preparing you for that and what that means, what each day is going to look like. And, you know, if I can just add this in here and talking about the preparation, we do have a veggie haters section, and there's a veggie haters prayer, and we talk about how to change your palate. So it really tries to appeal to all.
And you can change your palate. That's this amazing thing. Okay, so when we come back, we're going to just kind of walk through what these weeks look like and how the color of food correlates with the need that you have. So interesting. Emails are coming in like a flood. Susie at myfaithradio.com, my producer just typed in, green is not food. So he's one of those haters, I'm just telling you. Susie at myfaithradio.com, talking to Laura Harris-Smith. We'll be back in a minute. Glad you tuned in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise, having a fantastic conversation with my friend Laura Harris-Smith, author of the book, The 30-Day Faith Detox, Renew Your Mind, Cleanse Your Body, Heal Your Spirit. And prior to the break, she was making this case that in 30 days, you're going deep. You're going to deal with and reset your body, mind, body, spirit, looking at even emotional wounds maybe that have been buried in you for a long time. But if there's an order to this particular diet, we've got five copies of the 30-Day Faith Detox. Email me if you want in on the drawing, Susie@myfaithradio.com. As we walk through just what the first days look like and the weeks look like, I want to ask the question from Jamila, who writes in and said, is there a recommended, how often should we recommend going through this detox? Is there a needed or is there a limit for your body? Great question. What do you say, Laura?
Well, I actually have been eating this way for almost 5 years now. So when the 30-Day Faith Detox came out, I told Sean Tabbitt, publicist.
Oh, no, we just lost her. We need to reconnect. We have been having some audio issues, and then there goes the phone. In fact, I think we'll I've got some emails coming in. 5 copies of the 30-Day Faith Detox, Renew Your Mind, Cleanse Your Body, Heal Your Spirit. We're waiting to get her back on. But what's interesting is you need to give yourself a little bit of time to prepare. And she gives you some information in the book about how to prepare your appliances. She tells you to get a skin brush to prepare your skin. She encourages you to take some Epsom salt baths. And I want to tell you, that is one thing. I know it sounds foofy. It's not just for girls, guys. This is for you, too. But you buy Epsom salts and you put a pound of it in your water and you stay in the tub for about 20 minutes. It actually pulls toxins out of your body. I do that about 5 times a week. And I'll tell you, the favorite one that I have is called Dr. Teal's. You just get it from Target. You can get lavender or eucalyptus spearmint for body aches. But that's one of those health adjustments you could actually make right now to move towards greater health. Okay, Laura, we've got you there.
I was just going to say that Epsom salt thing is something we've seen in our family. My son had struggled with constipation and not being able to sleep and stay dry at night. And he's an older boy who should have, you know, I mean, by standards, been there. And since he's been doing these Epsom salt rubs, he has been able to stay dry through the night, and we're seeing changes in attitude and stuff like that. So, I mean, completely agree with the idea that Epsom salts and just seeing what that does.
Yeah. So Epsom salt rubs, what does that look like?
Just like a bottle of water and that's got Epsom salt on it and just kind of like rubbing it on his stomach, and it just has done wonders for him.
Wow. Yeah. And it's known, you know, for body aches and that kind of thing as well. So Epsom salts is a great place to start. I love essential oils as well. Drinking water, drinking really pure water, half your body weight every day. Fantastic. Do we have Laura back on now?
I believe we do.
Hello, Laura. You there?
We do. This question must be really, really important.
Yes, exactly. So you said when you started the 30-day detox, you've basically been eating that way ever since?
Yeah. Yeah, I have been. I've been eating this way for 5 years. And so when you go through the detox, to answer her question, you have, you know, the 30-day program, and you're going to be each week focusing on a different support color. For instance, when you're working on your heart and your cardiovascular system and your circulatory system, we're dealing with red fruits and vegetables. Isn't that easy to remember? Mm. And then as we cleanse the physical heart, we're also dealing with your relationships that week. So that's how the whole thing is set up. And so, yes, I've been eating this way for five years, but not one color week at a time. Like, I'm mixing all the colors up. So, but to answer her question, yes, you can go through it as often as you like. A lot of people will do it, and then they'll wait. You know, sometimes they do it immediately, but sometimes they'll wait and just see how they can, you know, just kind of learn to re-enter and eat cleanly. And then they'll find they want to do it again because of just the benefits. And so it just is up to you how many times you want to do it.
Okay, so take us into days 1, 2, 3. If someone's just starting, what would those first several days look like?
Okay, well, the first thing that you're going to do is what's called a saltwater lemon flush. Now, we're going to start with your digestive tract. Why do we do that? Because 70% of your immune system is in your gut. So if we don't get your stomach cleaned out and, you know, your urinary tract and your excretory system, if we don't get all of that cleansed, anything else we do isn't going to be as effective. So we got to start with the digestive tract. So to do that, you spend the first couple of days cleansing the stomach and the digestive tract, and then we move on to the excretory system for the next couple of days.
And give me some examples. Sorry to interrupt. Give me some examples of these first few days of cleansing your gut. What does your diet look like those days?
Yeah. While you're on that week, I say a week, but it's 6 days, the first 2 digestive, the second 2 excretory, and the last 2 urinary, you're eating yellow food. Now, I think you just said before the break that one of your associates there said green is not food.
Yeah.
Was that correct? Okay. All right. Well, first of all, he's wrong, and I'm so sorry, and I hope he's not on 3 or 4 prescriptions. But anyway, so the whole thing with green is that it's your plant blood, okay? When you're juicing those greens or what have you, so greens are in every section of the book. But you have a support color, and section 1 is yellow. So your yellows are really, really good for your stomach. So I'm talking about yellow peppers and yellow potatoes, squash, onions, pineapple, yellow apples, applesauce, mango, these type things. And then, of course, you know, those are just what you add to and really build your plates with for the day. So you have total creative control over what you eat. I have a list at the front of each section with all kinds of, that week's fruit, that color fruit or vegetable. And then there are template recipes. So when we have like take five stir fry, you get to pick the five vegetables you want to go in it. When we have pick six detox soup, you pick the six vegetables that you want to go in it. So it's all template driven. It gives you total creative control over the menu. The smoothies are, they're set. And that's because I don't want you to vary too much. But even then, if there's something in it that you just absolutely hate and you're being stubborn about trying something new, or if you have an allergy, then you can just supplement it. It's no big deal.
So tell us like your recipe for your smoothie what do you call it? A super smoothie or power smoothie or something like that?
Well, there are actually a lot of different smoothies. There's got to be 15 because what you do is you have one for your, your digestive tract, and then you have one for your, for the next 2 days for your excretory system, and then the other one for your urinary. So all in all, we've got, we start out with a yummy tummy trimmer smoothie, which everyone tells me is one of their favorites, and it is my personal favorite. And then we have the bottoms up detox smoothie. The next one is the new kidney on the block. We have an endocrine energy boost. Really a big favorite is the brain boosting banana chocolate chip smoothie. And, so you can have chocolate during the detox. I have it during certain smoothies, so I don't just say go eat a chocolate bar. But chocolate, if it's good dark chocolate, at least 75% cocoa, then it is loaded with magnesium and iron, and I want you to have that. So the smoothies were a lot of fun to create. We have the Heartbeat Berry smoothie and the Bone Fuel Boost. We have about 15 different ones. And what I'm finding is that if there's someone who says, oh, I can't do that for 30 days, I cannot go through all the, the things you have to choose and grocery shop and make and eat, and then they'll just do the smoothies. They'll do all the devotionals and all the healing emotional prayers and the smoothies. Or maybe they'll just do the juicings or what have you. So do what you can. Start somewhere. That's what I always say.
Boy, that's so good. Take us to week two or three then. What would be your next step after you're looking at the excretory system and the urinary tract? What's the next order of things?
Yeah. Well, then we move into what I call our white and tan week. Okay, because we're going to be looking at your finances for 6 days. You're just receiving encouragement from any kind of financial frustration, battles, setbacks, that type thing. And just learning about prosperity, and what it is, because I'm all about how God wants to prosper his people, body, mind, and spirit. So we're dealing really particularly with financial toxins. I think we can all agree with this. They sometimes will bring about, oh my goodness, stress, confusion, even jealousy, greed, weariness. There's just a gamut of emotions that are really attached to our finances. And so there's healing prayers at the end of every day that you pray as we go through, the devotionals on your finances. And then with your body, you're dealing with your endocrine system, which, my goodness, that's your hypothalamus, your pituitary, your adrenals, your thyroid. And then 2 days we spend on your nervous system. That's your brain. That's when you're going to have your brain boosting chocolate chip, smoothie, and your nerves. And then we'll spend the last 2 days during that section on your reproductive system, whether it's your ovaries or your testes, all of your hormones. And so we're eating whites and tans that week because those type foods, whether it's potatoes, some corns, the bananas, pears, mushrooms, onions, cauliflowers, those are just a few off the top of my head. Those are very, very good for those body systems that I just named. And let me just add that even though there are greens throughout the whole program, each week's greens are different. I have actually studied which green food is best for which body system. Some people, this is a new idea to them. They just think, oh, eat my vegetables. You can actually be more strategic than that. So, 1 week there may be kale, and the next week there may not be any. There's usually lettuce in each one because you're going to have salads. But even then, you know, romaine does something totally different for us than red leaf lettuce does. And so it's just, it's educational as you go along. And by the end of the 30 days, you've set a whole new set of habits.
Boy, it's amazing. So I'm looking at the sections in your book. You touched on this social influence toxins, where she really digs into mind, the media and the mind, ungodly counsel, breaking ties that bind, that kind of a thing, financial toxins and what goes along with that, and then health-related toxins, and this connects with the respiratory, immune, and lymphatic system. Take us to that week and what we can expect.
So you're describing week three, right?
Yes. So sorry.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I say week, but yeah, section five. Section one and two are preparation, as we discussed before. Mm-hmm. Section three, we went over. That is really when you're dealing with your social influences. And then section five is where you're dealing with your finances. Section three and section four is your finances. Section five is what we're on now. Now that's purple week. Everybody gets so excited when we get to purple week. Because there's just a lot of yummy produce surrounding that. I mean, that you're already used to eating, whether it's, you know, grapes. Blueberries are actually in that section, and pomegranates, plums, those type things, but also some new foods that some people don't really know about. And yet they've heard part of it. In other words, they've heard of carrots, but maybe they've not eaten purple carrots. They've heard of potatoes, but not purple potatoes. Cauliflower, but not purple cauliflower. You're going to have your purple onions during this section. And, you know, this is the section where you're really going to spend 6 days talking about your health-related toxins. So, you know, what do I mean by that? I talk about just being sick and tired. And I introduce something called the 10 Healing Commandments. And there's just 10 things that I came up with that I felt like you needed to speak over yourself. There's a scripture with each one. And it's just, you know, things that the Lord wants you to remember, like, you know, thou shalt not fear sickness. Mm. Thou shalt take care of your body. Thou shalt eat the fruits and vegetables, you know, some practical, some spiritual. But then we really move into what people are telling me are some of the most compelling devotions, and that is what to do when healing will not come. You know, we really spend a good 3 days debunking the whole Paul's thorn myth that God wants us sick, that we ask him 3 times. If he says no 3 times, that's it. We're supposed to stay sick. That is not at all. We break it down in the Greek, exactly what it means. He was not even referring to an illness. And I mean, publishers don't even know this, but it was supposed to be one. It was supposed to be one devotional. And it was so long. I was like, oh, Lord, this is so good, what you're giving me here, but I just can't do it in one. So I thought, oh, I'll do a part two. Maybe they won't mind that. Then it went so long. It's got to be 3 parts. And I'm glad that I did it, because I hear from people all the time who say, I grew up totally misinterpreting Paul's thorn. I thought maybe I was supposed to hang on to this illness. You know, not that God wanted it, but that he just thought it would teach me something. And of course it teaches you something. He's a redeemer. But so we just deal with things like that in this section. And I enjoyed writing it, and I'm enjoying hearing the testimonies from it.
Fantastic. When we come back, we're going to talk about relationship toxins in that particular week, physical detoxes of the cardiovascular, circulatory, and integumentary systems. I don't even know what that is. And that we'll talk about the other weeks as well. And just, I wanted this to happen so you would feel comfortable, get your arms around that this is a possibility. My hubby and I are going to do this. I'm nervous and excited all at the same time. Talking to Laura Harris-Smith. Email if you want in on the drawing, Susie@myfaithradio.com. We've got 5 copies. Don't forget your mailing address. Back in a minute. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise, talking to Laura Harris-Smith. She's a certified nutritional counselor. She's also been through stage 3 adrenal fatigue. She has lived this. Title of her book is The 30-Day Faith Detox. Renew your mind, cleanse your body, heal your spirit. And having a great conversation, just walking you through what the detox would look like. Now we're on that particular week where you're dealing with relational toxins. I believe, I'm looking at this wrong maybe, but the physical detoxes, cardiovascular, circulatory, integumentary. I don't know what that is. Laura, help me out here. Talk to us about that particular week.
Okay, well, that is our relationship toxins week. And as I said, we're doing reds during that week because we're going to be detoxing bodily our cardiovascular system, which is our heart, you know, our capillaries and all the veins, and then your circulatory system. That's, of course, all your blood vessels and your blood itself. And then we're going to move into the integumentary system, which is your hair and your nails, your skin, even your sweat glands, all those things that are actually really important to keep cleansed. So that is the week we're dealing with relationships, and it's the week that it's easy to remember. We're dealing with reds. We're dealing with the heart. And I also, I just want to put a little caveat in here about how I educate people about the colors of their food. I talk about, for example, on the reds during Red Week, how the reason your food is red is not because, you know, God was in a great mood when he created those, you know, tomatoes and strawberries or whatever, but because he put a phytonutrient inside that plant to protect the plant from certain harmful insects or the UV rays or what have you. And it just so happens in red that this particular pigment that is red, it's from a phytonutrient called lycopene. Now, lycopene is getting pretty popular. You can see it. There's commercials for it. Take the little red pill, you know, because it's so important for your heart health. And the argument I make here in the book, 30 Day Faith Detox, is just eat some strawberries, eat some red peppers. You know, it's so easy to just reach for these foods instead of taking all these pills. If you need a supplement, I'm totally for supplements. But hey, I mean, who wouldn't want, you know, cherries or cranberry, red apple, watermelon? I mean, there's just so many good foods if we will just keep our eyes wide open to what these colors represent. And this is, I'll just throw this in there for free. You know, there's another, you look at the red onion and you see, wow, sometimes it's called a purple onion, sometimes it's called a red onion. It just so happens that the anthocyanin, this blue pigment that, I mean, imagine what it's doing for the plant, then imagine what happens if you eat the plant. Well, this blue is, when added to the red, going to make a food more purple. So if you pick up an onion and it looks, you know, more red than like a purple onion, then chances are it has more lycopene in it than the blue. So just know that when you're looking at your food, there is so much that went through God's mind when he was creating them. And he gave them to us for healing. And inside of each of those colorful fruits and vegetables are the cure for anything, and really even the prevention for anything that could ail you.
It's amazing. And some of the things that you ask us to look at is just betrayal, being feeling unwanted, feeling rejected, despised, neglected, estranged, discarded.
Yes.
And what's so amazing and what I have learned in just this last year and a half of just my own health battle is just how physiological and physical these kinds of things are. I mean, when you look at dealing with rejection or feeling discarded or tossed aside, you never even realize how what you process in your soul actually affects your cells too. So I love that this is so comprehensive. Okay, so the next one is purpose and identity toxins. And this is where you look at physical detoxes for the skeletal, muscular, and sensory systems. Take it from there.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's this specifically waited till the end to do this one because we're talking about you yourself. You University is the title of one of the devotions. And so we're going to be dealing with those toxins, and I keep using that word, but that's the reason, you know, the accumulation of toxins are the reason you would need a detox. And so, you know, really for that week, we're going to be dealing with devotions that have mainly to do with you yourself in your future. Maybe some of them are, you know, deliverance that you really long for and it has not come to pass. Unanswered prayers, you know, prophecies in your life that just don't seem fulfilled. Maybe it's persecution that you have suffered. Maybe you're just waiting on the will of God to step forward in your life, you know. But I want people to end with a really secure sense of self. And that is what Section 7 is going to do for you. That week, we're also on the color orange. And like you said, we're going to be really mending the skeletal system, the muscular system, the sensory system. And I really like the last three smoothies and the first one being, you know, we're going to deal with the bones, and that's the bone fuel boost. And then one of my favorites is the Muscle Flex Protein Espresso Smoothie, and that's when we're really nourishing our muscles. So, you know, I just urge people to really, if they're going to do any kind of self-improvement, look, spring's coming. Everybody wants to get into those shorts, or they at least want to wear a short-sleeve shirt and not, you know, have arm flab that's going to keep waving every time they say hello to somebody. There's different reasons why we do this. Some people go through it for Lent. Some people do it January 1st. It's a New Year's resolution. I say there is no bad time to invest 30 days in yourself and to really be good to yourself. You know, get that extra sleep per night. Drink your extra water. I'm going to have goals set for you. You're going to have a place where you can go to it and have it spelled out for you so that by the end of that month, you really are a different you. And that's what Section 7 prepares you for and then dumps you out into Section 8, which is called Day 31. Hmm. Where do I go from here? And you actually answer some questions. You're going to do a review. I really appreciate you saying the word comprehensive because that is what I set out to make it. I really wanted it to be all-inclusive. I am not the one that came up with the phrase, a total body, total body reset or total body detox, but I didn't come up with the phrase, a reset button for your body, mind, and spirit. I believe that was Cara Carr, who was the marketing director at the time. And that blessed me as well, because that is exactly what it's intended to be, and that's what the testimonies are saying that it is.
And I wish so bad we would have left some time to talk about this. Maybe next time you come on. I'm going to be praying here in about a minute. But there are some side effects. I mean, you're going to experience some physical symptoms, maybe even emotional symptoms, as you do when you fast. I mean, maybe just say a quick word about that so people don't freak out when they go, oh, this is not what I signed up for.
Well, sure. I mean, there's going to be side effects, but they're good. It's what I call a healing crisis. You might experience, you know, actually in the first few days, some people say, oh, I have a headache, or I got a little nauseous, or maybe I actually have some cold symptoms, or should I stop the detox? I think I have the flu. I'm like, no, press through. It'll be gone tomorrow. Mm. And these are just your body's way of saying, you know, it's really revolting in the one sense. Your body's saying, no, I want my junk, you know, and so it's rebelling a little bit. But man, when you get on the other side of that, I've heard that real clarity comes with like day 4 and day 5. You're getting energy from the things you should be getting energy from, and it is God-focused energy. I mean, it is the kind of energy that He designed for you to have. It's not artificial. It's also spiritual energy. And so all of that, really, I've never heard of anyone who has gone past the first week and continue to have really severe symptoms. So, yeah, there's some, too, for your spirit and some emotionally. You might read a devotional that kind of ticks you off a little bit because it makes you confront some things in your life. But it's all good in the end. And I would say that very quickly the side effects, they just start fading, you know, and you realize what you're gaining from it.
Mm. Well, Laura, it's been a delight to have you on, and I pray you'll come back and join us again. We're out of time, so I'm just going to pray a short prayer. But, Father, I just pray for our dear friend listening today who's feeling led this is the next right step. I pray you bless them. I pray you give them courage and clarity and protect them from the enemy's onslaught that would keep them and sabotage them from this incredible fast. And we just thank you for this time. We bless Laura and her family and all that she cares about in Jesus' name. Amen. Love you, dear sister.
Amen. Love you, too. I think you hung the moon, Susie.
Wow, bless you. Well, you've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson in just a bit. You will find a podcast of today's program up on our website at myfaithradio.com. Hey, we can do this together, can't we? We can do it. So glad you tuned in. Remember this, the Lord wants you to last long and finish strong, and He is the one who will keep you strong to the end. Have a great day.